viva continue from the meditation. So for those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have not, slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Okay, initially, anybody wants to report the meditation? Ah, yes, Alan. Pass the mic to Alan.
I'd like to report on this morning's meditation before breakfast.
Ah, yes.
Somehow I managed to skip the Anapanasati.
Ah, no problem.
And went straight
To the heart.
And I, at one point, I can't feel the body. It's just pulsating.
Yeah. Vibration.
Just the heartbeat. Until the bell rings.
Okay.
Then after the breakfast, during the reflection time, I do not know why, because you were using the chief's
the small book, devotional book.
It may come to one section there.
Cry. Yeah, very good, very good.
I don't know, I was just overwhelmed with the emotions. I was crying. Then when it came to the part there, you mentioned about forgiveness and then of come down. Then during the meditation time, I decided to walk up to the hill and I really let go.
I really let go.
Then I started bowing and asking for forgiveness. Because I do not know, let it go but each time when I think back, somehow I'm full of the emotions again. But then I recalled Sister Polian when she was crying. I feel her pain, you know.
Yeah, you can feel
her. And my heart goes deep, and then, you know, I can feel her pain. So, but I don't know what to do, you know. I just can feel it.
Even next time you can read it, metta, read it love. Then if you understand certain things, then you invoke your pure vision, whatever. But at least you can read it loving kindness. Because when you read it, whatever being, either Polian or whatever, they will feel it, understand? Then it can also help in the general consciousness. Where every kind thought, every sincere thought of love and loving kindness can really help many people.
One question I'd like to ask, I'm not sure whether it is the right thing to do, because it's been quite many years, you know, I'm aware I'm about to dream.
Good.
But the thing is, then I notice, okay, movie start, then I step aside, then I watch the dream like watching a movie. And sometimes I can even make a comment with a stupid dream, and I come up with.
Very good.
But is it okay?
No, that is your awareness. That is your awareness. The awareness that is aware of that dream.
I shouldn't just stop it, is it?
No, don't stop it. Because you see, you must have some cultivation from the past. That's why when you first came, when the first Thursday class, you came, I saw how you meditate, then the way you report, then you mentioned about listening to my first recording tape that Sui An sent to you. You got so much joy, like a lot of things clear up. That already is a sign that you can understand truth. Means you have cultivated quite correctly in the past, understand not? Except now you know condition to connect back and develop this understanding. And also could be your timing, your affinity. So because of that, you came. Then after that, you become diligent. But based on what you report, very likely is you have cultivated this mindfulness before. Then for people who have developed mindfulness before, when they are about to go into dream, they know they are dreaming. Understand? Then they know it's a dream. It's an altered consciousness. Means it's like a subconscious replay from the mundane mind. So the consciousness that evolve and become a human being over the years get like you call it like from a simple first thought, rebirth consciousness, it become more complicated, more complicated, more complicated, and so on. Then it develop all the conditioning, all the views and opinion, and so on. Then all your subconscious fear, phobia, they are trapped inside. So that consciousness is very unique, understand? So your this consciousness that is inside there, actually, it has to release some of this subconscious fear and all those things. So the only way they can do is when you sleep, understand? When you sleep, that's why the brain also, because it store all this subconscious thing, then it will trigger off subconscious release of fear through dream. That's why sometimes people will dream, haven't passed exam yet. A few of you have experienced that. Because these are the phobia, the fear that is inside, unknowingly went in, because it's like, give the student or the person at that time tremendous pressure. So, although they are good at study also, because there is a fear that you may be kicked out, understand? You fail. Especially those who have to refer their paper. So, in a way, even though I was quite confident, then I never had a refer paper, I never had to refer any paper, I also had that subconscious fear, you know, because it went in. That time as a student, I don't understand. So when this thing went inside, it also depends on how you live your life. Like this life, based on your reporting, your karmic inheritance, you are quite emotional. And you can become emotional very easily. And that is mainly due to attachment. So this life, you have to break this Sakkaya Ditthi to see clearly the five aggregate of form and mind and determine not to allow this delusion to come back. Then it will help you in the long run. So when I recite that Chief Reverend, what they call aspiration, these are actually very good, what they call aspiration that will help the normal living being. But because it's described in such a way, it can cause emotion to arise. Especially a lot of people will feel happy. All these are good aspiration and wishes for your loved one, for yourself and all those things. So you will feel touched. Then whatever wrong they do, we somehow ask them on their behalf, help them to ask for forgiveness and all those things. So I said, when you hear that, you feel good. So all this, you have to, through this understanding of the mind, means through your cultivation, through your training of the mind to be heedful, development of the spiritual faculty, then your aspiration, then you try to cultivate and connect back to your nature. That means to have the direct seeing, to have more and more heedfulness. This heedfulness will definitely bring forth good result. Regarding the dream, no need to worry now. Later on, you will understand. But it is actually a gift from the past. Otherwise, you cannot know your dream. I know quite a number of people can, that they know they are dreaming. But there is one part that is different from the normal knowing that you are dreaming. There is another one last time I described before. Your mindfulness, your awareness, because it's so stable. Then as you go into the subconscious and unconscious to sleep, it follow inside, and so then the awareness is there. But the funny thing is, because that awareness is not very, very strong or very stable, it has not touched the essence of mind. So that mindfulness that try to follow, they can only go certain distance, like short distance. So I remember during the early day, I already had this ability, but that was after I developed the meditation, the wisdom, that it come and test me. There were a few incidents. As I sleep, I fully aware actually. Then this mind go into the subconscious and the unconscious, like it sleep. Yeah? Then it go into an abyss first, no, it don't go and dream first, no. It went into an abyss, no. You know what is an abyss, no? Like an unknown thing, a very scary or very, very deep, like you are, like swallow inside, no? Yeah, the whole thing like swallow inside. But very funny, you know. I not scared, you know. Then the thing went in. But the awareness is there, you know. Then all of a sudden, it like a dream state arise, you know. Initially, when that dream state arise, it's like telling me I'm driving a car, you know. Then it make you so sleepy and so drowsy, you know. So in that state, you have to decide, you know. If you sleep while driving, you sure accident, you sure die. You come and test me. Then I later, because of my awareness, I know I cannot be driving. Well, I recall I sleep. So this is definitely a shift of consciousness. It's not me, not physically on the earth. So I just silence my mind and be with it. You know what happened? The moment I be with it, that whole thing gone. Then I go into another dimension. Then that one, very clear one. That dimension is like another existence. No? Like in this world, it's another existence, very real one. Because later on, I went in and test. Because I want to understand. I say, is it really here or is it just dream? But funny, you know, in that state, I touch the floor, exactly like on earth, no. Then I knock everything, no, at that, exactly like on earth, no. That's why I know there are multi-dimensional existence. No. Then all these are mind-made, created by mind. Then everything was so real, no. But yet I know that it's a dream, no. Then the dream about to disappear, also I know. There is a ability because of my cultivation. Then it come and test me whether I got fear or not. Then because I very clear with the awareness, so I went through. Then after that test no more. Then it come another test. During that time, that period, a lot of these tests. This time it test my anatta. First one it test whether you fear death or not. Second one, I remember, it came. That thing is very real. Then all of a sudden, my whole nature, the mind, went up to very, very high. You know, very, very high. You know. Then for no reason, it like at high speed, zoom down. You know, and like inside there, the awareness tell you, if this one hit, your whole form and mind nature all gone. But very funny, you know. As this awareness come, you know it's a thought telling you. Then straight away from the awareness, I have penetrated the characteristic. I know it's anatta, anatta, no one die. So I just silence my mind, then be with that thing. Oh, that was the best. After I hit the ground, it flashes off. Then this one emerged, that nature, zoom. Victory. That's why it know nothing die, no one die, that nature cannot die. So all these they will come and test, and there are many other tests. Some physical on the world, like I told you about my mother and my son. You know, nobody else can be more close to them to test me. Yeah. So both of them simultaneously got problems. My mother got heart attack. My son had compound fracture. Yeah. So those were the things that can happen. So for your case, you don't worry, because that dream is just to tell you that in the past, you had developed some form of cultivation. Then just let it be. Meditation is not try to be curious about all these things. Once you develop it, you understand, your sati there, your spiritual faculty there, you move accordingly, then you insight, right? All this, you come back, you will understand all that, it will manifest differently. Regarding the first one was what? You tell me, I forgot already. Then the thing like empty, the whole thing. Yeah, you can't feel about like all vibration. It's possible. That time you very calm, when you are very calm, it's like you go into the formless right consciousness. Then that consciousness that is in the formless right is very near the awareness. So the awareness, when there is no thought, it doesn't perceive anything. So it's like a formless thing. But you can feel all the vibration. Everything is in a state of flux. So you will have that experience, but always remember, meditation is not about experience. Experience will come, byproduct of meditation will come. But if it doesn't give rise to wisdom, then it doesn't serve the purpose. Asana. So what you do is, after you come out, you reflect and contemplate. What is that thing that is aware of all this? How come during that time there is no perception or anything? Because it has gone beyond form. It's a formless consciousness. So all these are possible. Then there are also many other type of manifestation. You say you got three. What was the second one? The third one was a dream. Second one was crying. I answered already. Yeah, because that sharing from Chief Reverend Book on. Okay, that one I answered already. Okay, good. Anything else? Yes. Pamasuri.
Brother, what about when you are sleeping? You sort of like you are conscious,
yes,
but the body, you try to struggle to wake up and you cannot wake up. That you know you are so scared that you will die. But
no, there are two possibilities. One is when you have already come out, means that random or conscious already come out. Then when it go back, it cannot align. Then like you cannot control.
It's just like you are dying. The consciousness cannot control.
Correct.
Your body.
Cannot control your body. Like you're not connected. You cannot align. That was what when I went out when I was young, the whole thing I saw. Then when I realized my brother walked out, then I realized my body was down there, my consciousness was up there, but I can see, I can hear, everything very clear. That's why I went in. When I went in, I cannot align. Like you, no control at all. Then there was fear. But somehow I know what to do. I just struggle. Then I went in. After that, first thing I do is check with my brother whether he came in and talked
to me. That's why
sometimes yours is different. Yours is the consciousness didn't come out. You cannot tell me that you are up there.
I cannot tell.
Yours is a different. That's why I say there are two types, two possibility. The other one is, you want to say something?
Regarding what she was saying, this reminds me of when I was young. When I was in my younger days, I used to have this, that I lie down, I'm awake, but after that, I can see myself, but I couldn't get up.
Oh, it means you come out, your consciousness came out.
And then
but
I have
your
to
conscious came out, that one could be another possibility. Consciousness come out, that consciousness come out, you didn't see the what they call silver cord. There is a coming for silver cord connect out. That one can go in. That one is called astral body.
So I will have to struggle
yes.
to come back.
No, so that one is astral body, where you don't know how to come out, you don't know how to go in. You know, you accidentally came out, that one.
Yeah, so this is quite often when I was very
yes,
young.
Yes, because when you're young...
My mother used to tell, and then I would get up and I would call my mother.
Yeah.
So, and then I have this thing that my mother says that... okay, like this is old people's belief, that the spider, you know, web.
Oh, no, no.
Then
no,
she will cut, she will take the scissors, cut
no,
all
no,
over
no,
my
no,
head.
Nothing to do.
And then...
What actually happened, because when you're young, your mind are more simple. Don't have all those, what they call conditioning yet. So a lot of people tell me also, when they're young, they can see non-human. They can talk to them, they can do a lot of things. But as they grow up, when the brain becomes more complicated, the conscious take over the subconscious. Then the consciousness becomes behind. Then we use a lot of our thought, our knowledge. And then subconscious loses its power to come out. And then you lose the ability.
So this is what I always have when I was young. And then there was one time when I was in the university. people was telling me, you know, nobody sleeps in that room.
Oh, okay.
Because they say it's haunted.
But
I wanted to share the room with my good friend.
Mm.
So I have no choice but to wait for the next 6 months.
Uh-huh.
So while waiting for the next 6 months, I have no room.
Oh, okay.
The only choice is to go
stay,
to that room.
Go to that room.
Stay that room.
What happened?
So what happened was I stayed in that room and nothing happens actually. Because everybody says it's haunted and nothing happens. Then my friend, whom I wanted to stay with, came to my room to study because I told her this is one corner, very peaceful. So every time when we study, she will ask me, as though I'm calling her. Then I say, no lah, I'm not calling you lah. And then after that, she got scared, she ran away. She says, I'm not going to go back to the room. So anyway, I still stayed in that room.
But nothing happened to you?
Until one day.
What happened?
One day, I got up in the middle of the night, I saw a cat.
Oh, okay.
Then I was wondering why this cat is meow meowing in my room. So what I did, I opened my door, I kicked the cat out.
Oh. Then you get into trouble already.
Then I get into trouble, that's right.
No,
but
because
I didn't have that
knowing
yet.
The cat can see. The cat can see the non-human. That's why they meow. Meow.
It's a real cat.
Otherwise, it cannot. Because the dog and the cat can. That's why the howling. The howling, they really see one. It's not to say no ghost. Go ghost. That's why the howling. But your condition might create fear. Why should you fear?
No, then I didn't have fear. So that's why I said I go back to my bed. I kicked the cat without even knowing what I've done.
Because you kicked the cat, that's why you get into trouble. You go in.
Then I close the door, I go back to sleep, okay?
Then he come for you.
So when I went to sleep, I couldn't sleep because I felt
that
something was there.
There was non-human, non-human disturbing you. You cannot sleep.
Yes, it was there and telling me, oh, please go out. Then I say, hey, I'm awake, you know.
Because you can kick the cat out, he also can kick you out. He was here before you.
So I say, hey, I'm awake. Then I said, am I awake or am I not awake? Am I dreaming?
This one is very common one. This non-human, you can talk to them one. No problem one.
So then I talk to them because...
You must talk to them.
I talk to them, but that time I don't know Buddhism, so I don't know the same metta. Okay?
Okay.
So I told whoever that is there, I said, you stay where you are, I stay where am I.
Oh, smart.
So we live in peace.
Oh, very good.
Can we live in peace?
They hear you one. They understand you one.
But he didn't understand me. No, he asked me to go out.
Definitely, because you don't know how to speak nicely.
Then I went and washed my face and I came back again. When I came back again, it still appears and it says, please go. Then I say, okay, I obey you. I go. You don't take offense to it. But I don't know how I offend you. But if I've offended you, I will go. So I picked my pillow, picked my bag, went to my friend's room, knock, 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 open the door, I'm coming to sleep with you.
That
is my experience.
You know why? Because very likely, that non-human that is inside there, that's why people say haunted, but he doesn't want people to disturb one, that's not. Then that cat could have been his frequent, very rare friend. So at least it can see and meow. So at least got somebody to talk to or to be friend with. You kick the cat out, he also say, you can kick the cat out, I also can kick you out. That's why you stay there 6 months, nothing happened until that day. But very likely because your nature, they can see, you know. You must have some past cultivation, then they can see. Then you don't have that type of karmic that can allow them to disturb you, understand not? Not until you do something, you create the condition, then they get angry, they also want to kick you out. But I teach you, very easy one. Anywhere you go, stay in a new place or hotel or people, then you feel that you cannot sleep. First thing, radiate metta, whomsoever, within this vicinity, known or unknown, seen or unseen, may you be well and happy. And then talk to them, understand not? Communicate. See, I understand that you are here before me, understand not? And you have been occupying this place. But in our society, you say, if we pay for the room, means we have the right to stay. But don't worry, you say, you are most welcome to protect this place. And together we stay. Like that, they will not do anything to you. No, you have to explain to them. But they don't understand our convention, no. To them, it's like, whoa, come in, make so much noise. Luckily, you shift in that time, you didn't make a lot of noise. You make a lot of noise, you sure kena the first night, I tell you. Because they will think like human beings, no? Whoa, yao qin tai sai, come in, do all these things. You disturb their peace, no? But you come in, you are very sincere, then your mind is different, you don't have the coming negative. Then nothing happened. Then they say, okay, you see. Then as long as you cannot feel them, cannot see them, he also quiet. But the moment you upset anything and you don't ask for forgiveness, they come already. They come already. That's why asking for forgiveness is very important. I forgot, the part on forgiveness, you say, you not only radiate metta, you say, whomsoever, seen or unseen, known or unknown, if I cause you any karmic negativity or offense, I sincerely ask for forgiveness. But I cannot see you, and I don't know you are around. You say that first. And then after that, radiate metta. May you be well. But mean, you know, don't go and parrot, no. May you be well and happy. He know, I'm not sincere. But when you mean it, you like in a silent heart, then radiate. May you be well. They feel the well-being. They feel the, and when you read it, they receive very fast because they are not in the physical form. That's all. They are in the consciousness. So the consciousness will feel you. When you are out of the physical body, your consciousness is 10 to 20 times more powerful. It's not trapped. But when it's trapped, you are limited because this brain that creates the thought and the conditioning of the consciousness, this one actually cover you up. So your consciousness is not free, not sensitive. But the disadvantage of them is they have very much like more powerful consciousness, but they don't have a physical body. They cannot do anything to you. They can only put fear into you. Disturb your thinking process. Disturb you in your dream.
But actually, I wasn't dreaming, you know.
No, it's not dreaming. They are real.
It's real, no.
I say they can either come and make you cannot sleep, or otherwise they'll come and disturb you in your dream because it's through consciousness. Consciousness to consciousness. He only will it through the thought. It's just like I angry with you. That thought energy go already, or no?
Yeah.
Then you don't like somebody. That thought energy go, and that person feel or no? Because his conscious feel. Like in the office, you don't like somebody, they can sense it or not, that you are not friendly or not. How he know? You didn't talk. But the anger, the thought, the vibration that go on, the inside consciousness feel, understand? That's why you don't think people do not, especially your in-law. When they don't like you, you can sense it. Do what also no use.
All wrong.
Everything also cannot scolding.
So now, that time you were talking about metta. I want to share one experience for Metta. That was when I had the retreat here with Ajahn Acharlu.
Oh, very good.
So
you came that year?
Yeah,
okay.
Last year. I was very peaceful. At that time, I got a message. I think Chui knows about it, right? I got a message from my friend that the son, the leukemia one. Yeah. And I was so affected.
Oh, you become emotional.
I became emotional. And I asked the Ajahn to pray for him. And at that time, Ajahn told me that I can send metta to the person.
You can. You read it.
Then what I did was, I sat until I'm very still, and then I radiate metta. And that was the time when I told myself, oh, this is metta, because all the time I just
say,
may I be well, it doesn't mean anything.
That's why parroting.
The parrot
just repeat.
This one I felt my heart.
This one is from your heart. This is a real metta, and this one got effect on.
And then what happened was, when I reached home, I got this good news that they did a marrow matching with the sister, and it matched perfectly 100%, which is actually a small percentage.
Very rare. Yeah, it's possible. It's like that.
And today, before I came, I got another message from the friend. And I have this opportunity to come and thank this place again.
Oh, okay.
That her son, before she came, took a blood marrow test again, and there was slight dismatch. It's already bone marrow all done, there was some slight cells.
Oh, mutation.
Mutation cells.
Mutation.
Then they repeat the test, and she didn't know the answer. And then I sort of advise her, repeat the test.
Yeah, second opinion.
Yeah, so she repeated the test, and I received the message.
Mesh.
It's the negative cell was not at all there.
Yeah, not there. Mesh.
So I took the opportunity to thank the place here, the devas here, for all the blessings.
Very good. That's why when you read it from the heart, it's different. Where the heart is not the consciousness. The other thing before I forget, because it come to mind, I supposed to let you know. Do not fear anything. You know what? You are not the body and the mind. Your nature, eternal life, cannot die. Who die? For my mind. Why you want to fear? And for my mind is a condition arising entity. So understand the nature's law of karma. If it's meant to be, it will be. Then let it be. You feel also no use. If it's not meant to be, it will never happen. So you just live confident. And then when you're confident, you are totally different. But if you are a cultivator, meditator, different. I remember one time he come and test me. Then all of a sudden, very funny, I was walking on my office back to my house. That was about quite long ago. Then all of a sudden, the mind here very different. It's like the awareness inside, like he know you, he know me or not. It really inside like that or not. Then that thing that come and test, like want to frighten you, because it really can tell you possibility of death or not. Then it just, who die, what die, nothing die. Then the nature will know or not, but no word will answer. No. Inside there is just aware. Then like completely this form and mind not connected on. Not connected to that nature. Then that's why you got no more fear on. Understand? No? So that can help you. Understand? You know why you shouldn't fear them or not? Your Chinese saying got one there. Lang kia gui. Kui hun. Kui kia lang chit hun. Lang kia kui sa hun. I think it's either the other way around or what. You know why or not? He got no physical form. He cannot do anything to you. Listen. If you got no fear, he got no power over you. That's all this goes. Don't believe in God or like Christian. I cannot catch out them. But they don't believe in it. There is no fear. But if Chinese born family, superstitious, then they say haunted. Oh, one word haunted only. You got this fear. then sometimes nothing inside there also you panic. Sometimes the cat,
go by, then accidentally hit something, kling kling or whatever, who was panning on the light. Light not on, cannot sleep. Because of your own fear, that's all. You don't have to fear them, I tell you. Because they are consciousness, they cannot do anything to you. But you don't go and disturb them. Because when they are angry, consciousness has power. Because it's, consciousness is so much more powerful than outside of the body. That's why sometimes it can send the cold fear to you. It makes you like eerie feeling. You heard the Terakuda Sutta tell you, eerie feeling. Like you can feel, this place different, very eerie. Then you know. Then I even felt they are what they call violent or unhappiness. You know why not? Because I got this Dharma friend, co-cultivator. That was a long time ago now, I think about 30 years ago. The neighbor husband passed away. Then I went and visited him. Then I want to use the washroom. He said, downstairs one bear, she's doing the washing. So he said, you go upstairs. So I go upstairs. As I go upstairs, I can feel. Then there's a message to my nature. He said, don't come up. What? I never feel that one. Then what I did was, I just read it metta. Then I say, whomsoever it is, there is no evil intention. I came here as a friend of your house owner, and she invited me to use the toilet up there. Again, he said, don't come out. So I say, okay, don't come out. I wait downstairs. Then I go down and talk to that my friend, but I didn't tell her. I said, never mind, let me use. I don't want to use upstairs. So I went and used downstairs. You can feel that one. I said, that one really very angry, very violent. Don't know due to what reason. He just don't want to let you go up. Then the neighbor, the husband, died on worse. And I said, this friend of mine, he got a friend from Singapore who say want to buy a house in Malaysia. So she said, oh, you buy my neighbor because the wife want to sell. The husband passed away, so we can become neighbor. So very excited, they come down. Then this Dharma friend also, co-cultivator last time, he quite close to us, so he also invite me and my wife over now. Together help see, I'm a civil engineer, see the house. So he took the Singaporean, went over, see the house. You know what happened? That Singaporean supposed to negotiate with the wife who's supposed to sell. Go there, he saw something, he dare not talk, he just keep quiet there. Then they say sit, he sit. Then that person, we try to trigger off the conversation. This is my friend, what I learned from Singapore. See? Then this is the owner, Mr. Swan. He sit there like frozen. He dare not even respond or say a word. Then after that, we see something not right. So we somehow didn't even continue. Then don't even have the condition to say how much you want to sell. Because he totally frozen there, not say. Then after that, we suggest, it's okay, we come back again. We go back first. Then we want to ask him why. When we went over, you know what he tell us? This house cannot buy. The husband is next to her, very angry. He say, you cannot touch this house. And very violent. Because this person can see one. This is the one that I told you when young, he was playing with the non-human one. Then the mother, every time, Ella, what are you doing? I'm playing with them, he said. I'm talking to them. Talking to who? The mother said, cannot see. But he can see everywhere, he said, God. Then he used to tell her. Then he said he lost the ability as he grew up. But that one can see, very powerful. Because that one got a lot of anger, hatred, and warn you. That's why certain place, when they are not happy and angry, when they have anger, this one manifests 20 times. Like a normal person, anger, you can see very fierce, you also scared. But this one, 20 times. You say, imagine. So that's why you can feel. Then he someone can see you. That is the word. he said, well, next to the wild, warning. The non-human world exists. The non-human life exists. The Buddha also said they exist. Understand? So nothing to fear. But don't go and disturb people. Have love. Metta. Have metta. Kindness. Goodness. Then ask for forgiveness. You just say, if I cause you any misunderstanding or commit negativity, I sincerely ask for forgiveness. I'm really sorry. But I don't know. I cannot see you. Understand? Then after that, you reiterate metta. Oh, very effective. I have quite a number of people. There was one couple, very young one, when I was in Cempaka teaching meditation. Suddenly they appear, because somebody tell them, you have this problem, you got to go to temple. So he stayed near Cempaka. Then he go to temple. Temple say, like that, you see the person who teach meditation. So they went out. Then after the meditation finished, the wife approached me. He said, Pratyo, can I ask you a question? I said, can. He said, recently I don't know what happened. No. I and my husband are like going through hell. No. I said, what happened? He said, don't know what happened. Last time, very good relationship. Now everything not right on. Go argue everything. Then the house also. The moment he mentioned the house, I said, did you do renovation? He looked at me, how you know? I say, you tell me you got to do that. He said, just bought, doing renovation. Before buying, before renovation, no problem. The moment renovation, the husband and her upside down. Then the contractor and her also upside down. A lot of headache. I said, no wonder. Then you know what she tell me? I say, non-human is there. You never talk to them, you never do. He said, no, I put chanting tape, no, worse. Sure, worse lah. You cannot see them, and you think you very smart, put chanting tape, that type of vibration to the non-human, he think you challenge them, no. Oh, want to fight? Lie, come. That's why, kena kau kau. Until she really panic. Then I say, you don't worry. You go back, you ask for forgiveness. Then I teach him like what we do just now, what I share with you. Whomsoever, and I was saying that you radiate metta. Ask for forgiveness, radiate metta. Then I mean no harm. Our society's rule is like that, understand? When I buy over, I pay money, then there is a SMP, then I become the new owner. Then I have the right to the house. I can do what I want. But I understand you are here before me. And I am really sorry for not seeking your permission. You have to tell them like that, no? Otherwise, you cannot sleep on, really. They really come after you. Then if they hear that, at peace, they say, after that, no more problem. It can be done, one. And no need to go and ask medium, ask the monk to come and chant. Of course, monk chant also helpful. But they will chant karaniya, metasita, and all those things. They won't put the vibration, they fight them, one. Last time, Chief Raven helped a lot of people, like Sri Ramandana. You buy a new house, you invite him, give offer dana, then he will do the blessing. All the house very safe. Then Chief Raven used to tell us in the talk one last time, a lot of people kena this haunted thing. Then he go, then he just chant all this very good chanting. Like Karanaya, Metta, Sutta, and all those things. All about loving kindness and all those things. But during the Buddha's time, the people there also got this problem. Then the Buddha advised them, advised the disciple what to do. That's why all these, what they call paritta chanting, they are for protection. They have just their related story behind. Yes. Oh, I didn't answer you. Wow, sadhu, remember. The first one is, like I say, you come out of it. Yeah? Then that one also got two types. One, silver cord, cut off. That's all. Actually, you die already. You cannot go back already. Well, my craving force all released, then it went back into one consciousness, just like what made me realize. Or, the like all the area of consciousness go back into one, then it come out. These are all the consciousness that is in your brain, consciousness that is in your heart, consciousness that is in your tan tian, and all the things that you store inside, your anger, your hate, your phobia, your conditioning, psychology, all this come back together as one, that it come out. And this is a random consciousness, it's not you anymore. But if the karmic force still there, then you can come in. If the karmic force not there, gone already. But mine was worse, because the sewer cord also gone, because that craving force also gone. So the whole consciousness come out, there is no connecting cord. Understand? Her case one, the connecting cord is there, because the astral body come out, not the whole consciousness come out. So because of that, that one, it can go in. But go in also try to align, but that one easier to align. Because all the consciousness, most of them are still there, only the astral body come out. We have a few body, there is a feeling body. If you meditate until very quiet, very silent, you can feel one, like an energy next to you. It's like a bubble cover you. That's why you can have aura. That one is your feeling body, emotional body. There's a layer of consciousness. And consciousness, a lot of things inside there. But don't ask me how I know. I never learned this life. And there's no book on it. I didn't read anywhere. But I can understand. Then the other thing is, very possible yours is because due to phobia, due to fear. Because what happened, like you say, you suddenly cannot control your body. Your consciousness didn't come out. But because you got fear. You got fear, suddenly it like disconnect or no. Understand? No. But Masuri. Because she said, while she was it in a dream state? Sleeping state. Because your consciousness is still inside. But because when sometimes numbness or what, or certain thing you press against something, then you lose that control on yourself. Then you happen to have the what they call tactile consciousness that like want you to go and move it on yourself. Then suddenly you cannot move it all. Then you got fear, you got phobia. During that time, worse still, you totally cannot control your body. Then you have to allow it or relax. And then after that, you come out again. Understand? That one is different. It's a phobia. It's a fear. If you don't have fear, nothing happens. If you don't have fear, then you will finally trace it. Either something numb or whatever. Understand? Okay? Okay. What time already? Oh, another 10 minutes. You say cannot simply take and chant. Like I told you last night, Sabah, we stay in a Christian, ex-Christian church. You go and chant Parita chanting, I tell you, you cannot upside down. Because they are not familiar and they think it's a threat, it's a challenge. That's why I saw the two cats. No? One was attentively listen to us sharing Dhamma. The other one, for no reason, come in and very, very loud. You ask my wife. Yun Chan also there. Stephanie also was there. Gumoy also. Gumoy cannot sleep at night. Then they all, first 2 hours cannot sleep. Luckily, I felt it. Then I went in. I talked to them. Then I read it. Metta. Then after that, of course, initially ask for forgiveness because we say we are new. We don't know you are here. But I sense it because I remember that person who helped us book say it was an ex-church. Understand? Converted. Yeah. No, because they can actually, you see, you don't think the animal, they don't know. No? Animal also got preference. No? One like to listen, the mouse, one like to listen. Because it's their past affinity. Then the one, the fierce one, is the one that think that this place belongs to them. Because the Christians are there. Understand? So when the Christian is around, maybe this cat, like Taiko. So the Buddhist cat got no supporter, nothing. But suddenly we all come, talk Dhamma, this cat very nice. Also he thought you got supporter. So this one jealous of what? Very loud. A lot of them panic. But I say, don't worry. Silent. Silent. Then I send something. And that's why after that, I say, okay, enough. Eh? Don't discuss too much. Because they don't understand us. So after that, we went off from that place, then go back to our room. Then before that, I was doing something. Then later on, when I want to rest, I think about 1-2 hours later, when I want to rest, the moment I lie down, I'm very aware, you know. I want to sleep, I'm very easy, when I just go down. Hey, lie down. Something disturb, you know. Something is disturbing, you know. Like, got thing disturb you, don't want to let you sleep, you know. Oh, then I realize it. I say, have to do some work already. Yeah. So I lie down, I read it. Yeah. I read it. Yeah. Then I ask for forgiveness. Then I communicate and read it, metta, then talk to them. Yeah. After that, straight away, zoom, can sleep very well already. Then next morning, Stephanie know. I ask, can you all sleep? He say, Gumoy got problem, like phobia, crying, phobia, and all those things. Just before she went into the sleep, she was crying with the phobia. I mean, they are disturbing her. So, then they all, a lot tell me, cannot sleep. First 2 hours, after that, can sleep. Understand? In this world, there is such thing. Let Mrs. Ho.
I actually have this thing in mind for quite some time. There was a trip in Sydney, I think about 5 years ago. My youngest, I sleep with one family and my husband sleep with another family. Then the youngest daughter is about 3 years old. So one evening when we check in, so the 6 years old grandson was quite happy. The European, not talking lah, smile lah. I say, no, you go to sleep. I know something goes wrong. I say, that was about 7 p.m. So I asked him, go to sleep. Then suddenly I heard the toilet. My granddaughter was wee-wee, you know. And then she also gaga, so happy. Then this grandson settled down. That means that soul went into the other.
Sorry. Sometimes these children, because they are very, very naive, their brain are not sophisticated. They can see them. Sometimes they like play with them. Then they will giggle and all say.
So it's not harmful, lah.
Not harmful. They saw them.
I don't know.
No, they saw them. They saw them. So they saw them. That's why you
but
see the kid.
But they close their eyes.
Oh, definitely. Oh, close their eyes means got fear. Oh, that one is okay. Where he happy, laugh, like that was okay. But if they close their eyes and like want to cry, then there is fear. Understand? Means they are happy. Understand?
Happy.
Happy. So, then it's okay.
I console her. I say, we are here for holiday. Maybe in 2 days time we move out.
Oh, very good. You spoke so that.
I spoke that. I say, please don't disturb them. They are young. If you want to play, you just play in the corner. When we leave, you will be having this place.
Correct.
Good. I scared my 11 years old daughter. Get up, you know, because she was in sleep already because tired.
Never mind.
So I hide the knife and all the sharp instruments.
Oh, no need. They won't do all the windows.
Because I scared, you say, I want to fly downstairs. It's river. So can this happen or not?
The chances is not likely because you know why? These children, they are very relatively pure in their consciousness. Understand?
Why don't they, rebirth somewhere else?
Oh no, this one, they won't go rebirth. These are betas and sometimes non-human. Non-human can also be those random of consciousness, balanced one. They are there one, understand? They will not disperse until their craving falls no more. It's like a burn log, smolder for a while. Then if their craving and attachment to this world very strong, it can last very long. But most people believe 49 days. No, I tell you, some can last very long. So whatever it is, all this non-human, you don't disturb them, they don't mean harm. Like children, they don't disturb them, they don't mean harm. But if you're not careful, like last time when we are young, we are not so lucky, we got no parent or grandparent to take us to condo and all. We play in the jungle, in the forest. Remember Beluka? We no proper toilet last time. So we simply do the wee-wee.
Then sometimes the non-human is there, no? Because it's the tree is their resident, no? No? Then he say, these people never respect. So I'm all wee-wee here, huh? Here, can tell you. That's enough. Then you only need to ask for forgiveness.
According to my husband, she said, you did a wrong thing. you should slap her and then ask her to get out from the house.
Oh, no, don't do that.
So I say, that one is the physical body belong to my grandchildren.
Yeah,
how can I slap her?
Cannot. don't worry. No need to do that. You just
you should
it.
Let me know that I come and slap her.
Never mind. Not too late to understand. We have this non-human world exists. You cannot see them. So you cannot see them.
There are things there.
A lot. Sometimes they like not happy with what you do. Especially you move into a new house. Don't be a hero and straight away run away here and there. You have to actually talk to them. As, like even when I want to chop my mango tree. I talk to my deva. I say, the neighbor's house I bought over. Number 10 one. So my wife say want to chop it down because a lot of ants and don't know what. Then the mango tree also not that healthy already. So I say, okay, Then I read it. Then I talk to them. I say, hope you understand. We are the new owner. We paid the money. So we have the right to this place to reoccupy. And I will be doing my renovation soon. Then you are most welcome to come into the house if this is your resident. So that you can help protect this place. And every time I do Dhamma sharing, I share merit with you. They're very happy. Stay inside all, I think. So that place, the energy is very good. A lot of good beings there. So because of that, after that, I chop my tree, no problem. I got no problem, nothing. Because I say, we need to renovate this house, we need to plant a bit, and we need to clear off this tree so that we can replant our, what they call, gardening. My wife now put potter plant, then the big pot and all. Say. So quite nice. You call it what? Gardening or landscape. Quite nice. So we got no problem. Okay, thank you. Who want to ask yourself? It depends. Because if their consciousness is very powerful, they can. If their consciousness is very powerful. Or sometimes it's the TV, it's not the human. You see, the non-human is like that. If, let's say, past life, they got this psychic ability, they do energy field, then they got a lot of negative karma, then they become this non-human. These people very violent, like demon, that one. They got a lot of energy. That one, if he angry, it can cause like energy or electricity to go through. Then it can kaput your thing. It's possible. But no need to worry about all those. You have the Dhamma, I tell you, you got a virtue that will protect you, and they cannot disturb you. But you must keep your precept. But even keep precept, don't be a hero. Talk to them, ask for forgiveness, be humble, and have humility. Just like the Buddha in the Karaniya Metta Sutta. These are the people who can become enlightened and become peaceful. Nobody will disturb you. People who are upright, obedient, humble, easy to what? All those things we chant, you remember? So you must have this type of virtue. And this one will protect you. So if you have this type of humility, you have this type of gratitude, and you know how to ask for forgiveness, then you're very sensitive. You are not the one that pa-pa-pa-pa and react one. No problem. Then your nature will be very good. Then you won't get into this type of trouble. So that Karaniya Metta Sutta is very good. They said the Buddha recite and they want to know how to become enlightened. So they will follow this quality and virtue. That's why they want us to recite. Then was it yesterday or this morning? I purposely read the English one. So that everybody can recite for them. Parita chanting on the Engvi and Pamasuri. But very good vibration. Sadhu to them. Means they influencing you. They influencing you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then now can chant. can chant now, you want. Because we are going to have the closing puja already, 5:30. Those 5 precepts go for dinner. How many 5 precepts going for dinner? Oh, 5 precepts, sorry. How many 5 precepts? Oh, 1 table only. Oh, 8 preceptor. So 2 table left, 5 precept. Okay? Yeah, la. Only 5, 8 preceptor. Oh. 2 table enough, la. You all share it out. No need to eat so much, actually, because got beverage. Wow, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Oh. Wow, because why? Joyce tomorrow leaving, 3 o'clock. So this is her joy and her generosity she must do today. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, yeah, you can chant. Nah, yeah, yeah.
Manasang bhavaye aparimana. Metang cesabelokasmin manasa bhavaye aparimanam udang ado cetirian ce asam badang averang asepatang titang cara Nova yavata savigata medo etang sating aditeya brahma metang viharang idamahu ditting ca anupagamma sila vadasane sampanno kamesu vineya gedang nahi jatu gabbaseyang punareti etena saccha vacena sotite hotu sabda etena saccha vacena sotite hotu sabda etena saccha vacena sotite hotu sabda
Very good, Sadhu. The mudra, same one came again to both of them. Okay, we rejoice. This is something. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Because this karaniya metasutta is very, very good. Like I read to you earlier on. Was it this morning or this morning? I think some of them may came in late, they miss. So, this last sentence, itena saccha vacena soti me hotu sabada, the meaning is, by the firm determination of this truth, means based on karana niyamata sutta, may I ever be well. So this is a very good sutta, well-being for all. Then how do you become like skillful in doing good? So here the Buddha said, he who is skilled in doing good, and who wishes to attain the state of calm leading to Nibbana should act thus. You listen. This is how you can become enlightened. These are also very important. You don't have this, your noble Ehopan not there when I tell you. So if you have this, you cultivate this virtue, then you cut short your noble Ehopan cultivation, especially like right thought, right speech, right action. He said he should be able means responsible, able to provide for the family, for the welfare of the many. Then upright, anasana, means very, very upright, morally, anasana. Then perfectly upright, but cultivate a new perfection. Then the next one is obedient, anasana. Then very gentle and very humble. That's why all your gentleness, kindness, humbleness is humility. You must have them. These are right thoughts. Then contented. Contentment, easily look after. That is not a burden to others. Don't give people problem. Don't give your in-law problem. In-law don't give son, daughter-in-law problem. Don't give problem. Then with few duties. This one, Engbi must tell your husband. Hey, karaniya metta sutta. Not I say, a Buddha say. With few duty and simple in livelihood. You mark this one and give it to Jim. one can help you. I no need to talk to you, but cannot talk, dangerous. Control in senses. This one you must do. Satipatthana, anasana. Control in senses means internal six sense basis, external six sense basis. When consciousness arises upon contact, you are with the wisdom and right understanding and what they call right view to restrain. Not suppress. Here is restrain, not suppress. Restrain from evil. Restrain from causing harm and all those things. It's like keeping your precept. Then the other one is what? Discreet. Very discreet. What is the meaning of this word? Discreet. D-I-S-C-R-E-E. D. Discreet means... Oh, very good. Oh, got discretion. Right discretion. Oh, correct. Wow. Very good word. Right discretion. Correct. Yeah. Good. So discreet means you know how to differentiate between right and wrong, like conscience like that. Your discreet. Use your discretion. Then the next one is not impudent. Impudent means what? Oh, impudent is rude. Oh, very good. I learned new word today. No. Oh, impudent must be generous, not rude. Must be generous. Impudent. Oh, impudent is not wise. No, he say must be gentle, isn't it? No, pudent. I-M-P-U-D-E-N-T. No, not prudent. It is pudent, impudent. No, P-U. P-U. Dictionary is defined. Let Mi Fong read. Just P-U. P-U only. Discretion. Use your own discretion. 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 Shameless. Correct. You must not be shameless, not impudent. Must not be shameless. Means you don't go and simply do things that bring about shame. No, not that type of meaning. This one, you must not do things that are shameful. Not do things that are shameful. Then the next quality is there is a different meaning. You know, respect, privacy and all that. It's like I tell you you are the parent, your duty advise. Your son's life, let them live. Respect them for what they are. No, correct. Judicious one is correct. What she said is correct. I pronounced wrongly. One E one, discretion. Because discretion actually use your judgment, which is can be right or wrong or not. That one is not from the conscience. C-E-R-N. Discern, that one is discern. Discretion is your own opinion, but should be conscience. You use your conscience. A wise judgment. No, that one, Mi Fong found the meaning is different. Discreet. This one is respect people for what they are.
D-I-S-C-R-R-T. C-R-E-E-T, yes. Okay. Two E's. The next one is not greedily attached to family. See? Ah, those have attachment. Ah, my son, my daughter, my wife. Oh, you cannot become enlightened. No. Understand? Or? Hey, really, I'm not joking. Not greedily attached to family. You can love them with all your heart. Understand? Or? But don't attach. Anything happen, accept the reality. Understand? Then do what you must do. Cry for what? Like the Buddha say, no amount of sorrow and lamentation can bring back the dead. Understand? Or? Happen already happened. Understand? Or? Understand? Know how to live? Or? Doesn't... Huh? Very easy one, accept the reality, pass away mean pass away already. But your thought refuse to accept that reality, that's why you become emotional, become attached. And so, no more means no more, and so, means form and mind separate. Only this life you think your husband, understand? So, what is husband? You yourself also not what you are, understand? So, and so, like the Buddha said, my wife, my children, my possession, is it this? Only the fool's lament, F-O-O-L-S, understand? For that very body don't belong to him, understand? Wherein wealth, wherein son, wherein all the loved one, understand? So when you have wisdom, it's very clear, understand? While they are around, you have to love them, do your duty, be responsible, and respect them for what they are. Because there is such thing as law of karma, understand? Within the conditioned world. That's why this part is to take care of karma. Understand? But when you don't have to worry about the conditioned world, when you want to use wisdom to free your mind, then he know you, he know me, understand? Or? Then impermanence, suffering state, non-self, and this is wisdom, understand? Or? But you cannot go and deludedly, don't differentiate the two types of life, you know? Oh, Buddha say, hey, no you, hey, no me. I kill, nobody die on. Like that, you die. So, because there's a law of karma within the conditioned world. So. Unconditioned world, yes, nobody die. So, no. But the conditioned world say, you reap what you sow. No, you're born or you're coming. That one you cannot kau-kau because you don't understand. That's why don't simply quote. So. Oh, Buddha say, no one, anatta, no, non-self, no. Kill, don't worry. Like that means very difficult. And the Buddha really said non-self, no? Anatta, no? So you become what? Quote the Buddha and do. I see. I didn't kill. I got no intention. But really kill. That's why human beings sometimes very gullible. Then they want to do break precept. You know what they say? Drink a little bit can. Meet the path, ma, Buddha say. Meet the path not apply to this one. So you gullible, a human, Sister Lian is a human, that's why you accept them for what they are. So you only can do what you can do. Understand? So don't worry about the world. If there is condition, there's affinity, you will know. If there's no condition, no affinity, let things be. Understand? Actually, real one, no one born, no one die, no one sick, no one old. But karma, God. So if you have ultimate wisdom, you will not go and lament and do all those things. No point. Understand? The reality is causes and conditions like that, it will be like that. Understand? You cannot say, wow, you like that, this type of you. Then you say, you don't have compassion. You go and have compassion. The whole world, you know how much suffering. You go and help, go and donate. Everyone go and help. Cannot, not like that one. Understand? Like India and South Africa, all those countries, how much of these poor and miserable people, you not kind and not general and not compassionate and you go and do how much can you do? It's not what you think. Wisdom is got conditioned to do, only do. And when you do, it doesn't hurt you and your family. You cannot become so gullible I must have compassion. Then, paise. Then sometimes, kiasu. He got compassion. He donate. I also donate so much. You donate out of what? To compete with the other guy. That is not compassion. Compassion is you feel for the suffering. Then there is condition to do. Like all those disaster, then we feel we must do something because there is a body, Tzu Chi, that can do. So we donate to Tzu Chi, and there is compassion, there is a condition, where we have a Kalyana Mitta Fund. Then if our family want to do, we do. Where there is condition, where the paper come out, understand? But no condition also you want to do. You know how many, you know, all over the world. Cannot. But you have your choice. Your life. You want to do that, it's your choice. Okay, the last one is, he should not commit any slightest wrong, no, cannot. You want to be enlightened, you cannot commit any slightest wrong. No. That's why the Buddha's first advice is what? All evil is to be avoided. That's why you cannot have the slightest wrong. Why you think keep precepts so easy? Middle way. So that other wise men might find fault in you, then they wish, may all beings be well, happy, and safe. May their hearts be wholesome. This is Karaneya Metta Sutta, and some are gone, but those are the main good ones. Then the later is the affirmation to help you and help all others. By the firm determination of this truth, may I ever be happy. Means you always have happiness, joy. Then you can become enlightened. Understand that? This is why Karaneya Metta Sutta is very powerful. Okay, you go for your dinner. You can rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then you pay respect, then you go. We only come back at 6:30 for evening chanting.
Not enough time.
Yeah. For the 5 precepts, you can come at 6:45. 6:45. Or maybe all 6:45. Longer rest. Those 8 preceptors, 5 or 8 of you, can do your meditation or contemplation.